I don't know, of course, and I'm not part of the Labrador inner circle by any means, but I am amazed at all of this speculation for an individual who has been on the scene in Congress just about 3 years. All the speculation about him running for governor, becoming a lobbyist like Jim DeMint did for a right-wing group, as well as maybe running for a lower-level position in Idaho, like lieutenant governor. A politician loves speculation about what their next move is going to be, and I suspect on many fronts that Mr. Labrador is enjoying this.
And we're playing right along this morning.
Sure, sure. The worst thing you can do to a politician is to ignore him or her, and obviously Raul Labrador is not being ignored either at the state or the national level.
If he chooses to run for governor, how vulnerable is Butch Otter if he, like he said he will, chooses to run for re-election?
A race between Labrador and Otter would be a very hotly contested one, and at this point I would not predict the outcome, particularly with the new closed Republican primary requirements. Labrador is certainly a darling of the hard right in Idaho and would have quite a lot of support, I would think.
If he chooses to run for Congress again, which may be his safest bet, he has a promised opponent in a 23-year-old senior-to-be political science major at Boise State named Michael Greenway. What would Mr. Greenway's chances be of unseating Raul Labrador in a primary next spring?
I think it would be very difficult for any politician to defeat Raul Labrador in a primary. A Republican is typically in a primary situation concerned about being challenged from the right, and I see no one challenging Raul Labrador from the right. I would think he would have a lock on this nomination.
Another name in the news of late is Jimmy Ferris. He's a 35-year-old former pro football player who ran unsuccessfully last year for a spot in Congress against Raul Labrador. And the latest reporting has him moving to Boise in hopes of better securing or having a better chance of securing a spot as a Democrat in the Idaho State Legislature. What's your reaction to that news?
Well, he has a significant desire to serve, and I think he's taping a more reasonable step. The notion that he could run for Congress right out of the chute was certainly premature. He should have followed the advice of Democratic leader John Rushi, who told him to run for the legislature. And now apparently he's going to do that and looking for what might be an open seat if a Democrat retires in somewhere in Boise.
Dr. Weatherby, we're spending a lot of time here in the middle of July talking about Raul Labrador, Butch Otter, Jimmy Ferris, Mike Simpson has also been in the news of late. Why so much political activity here in what usually is a pretty slow news season?
Well, isn't it great? Longtime observer of Idaho politics, relish the fact that there is indeed some interest. Often Idaho politics is pretty boring in a one-party state where the dominant party typically wins, but at least at the primary level we are having some important contests, and I'm also looking forward to see what develops with the number of statewide offices, superintendent of public instruction, attorney general, secretary of state, and other positions.